Maria Rojas from Procer says her employer cares for farm workers. As the temperature rises, which is 85 or 90 degrees, they stop us at any time of the day. There is usually water for everyone. But her relatives, who work elsewhere, told her they had been working long hours in the heat. At the ranch where my dad works, last week it went up to 100. He told me that he had left work at about 3:30 and it was too hot. He says it was unfair. Her dad's wife worked under similar conditions in a different place in Mapton. Rojas says the intensity of heat depends on the type of crops grown. In the grape, there is almost no shade. If you walk with big trees, for example, cherry or apple, sometimes you are more protected. You don't feel the sun directly on your face or back. If it's 80 in the hop blocks, it feels like it's 120. Last year, the Department of Labor and Industries accepted 84 worker compensation heat-related illness claims. According to a report, 34 of them were from June 26th to June 30th, when Washington experienced extreme temperatures. Following the emergency rules can't save lives, says a ranch mayordomo in Procer who refused to be recorded. He says his employer follows the rules, but some workers get upset when they must stop working because of the heat. They want to work more hours. Many farm workers have hourly pay. Rojas agrees. She says they see it in their paycheck when they cannot work because of extreme heat. We normally put in 7.5 hours. If we leave earlier because of the heat, which is 5 or 6 hours, that's what we get paid for. The director of base building at Fair Work Center in Yakima, Adriana Cruz, says she has received complaints.
We have been receiving constant calls from workers about the heat. 2 weeks ago, I had about over 10 workers that are local and undocumented telling me about their bad treatments.
Cruz says that having the rules is positive, but they must be enforced.
It's not coming from a holistic approach in terms of analyzing it. We're hopeful that this new iteration of rulemaking is more affirmative and it makes it clear what are the obligations for employers so that we are ensuring that all workers have a safe workplace.
The Department of Labor and Industries seeks feedback to shape the outdoor heat permanent rule. The rule would include specific requirements on prevention programs, work and rest cycles, and workers' close observation. The rule also mentioned emergency response plans when workers show signs of heat illness. The executive director of the Washington Growers League, Mike Gempler, says to comply with the new emergency and permanent rules, paying attention is key.
It takes a lot of monitoring from supervisors and the foreman crew leaders to make sure they know what their crews are experiencing. Because what you don't want to have happen is somebody who tries to tough it out and ends up getting heat stroke.
Gempler also says field workers must report if the employer is not following the rules.
It really is the only way to do it, and I have confidence that the Department of Labor and Industries is going to follow up.
I'm Johanna Bejarano.